Annie Bartholomew's new album, Sisters of Whitechapel, started out as a songwriting project, then a musical, or folk opera, as she calls it. In Juneau last summer, local actors and musicians took to stages wearing Victorian gowns and telling reimagined versions of real stories that real women lived over 100 years ago. Now she's releasing the songs as an album. That's Annie Bartholomew playing Mountain Dove Song in the KTOO studio. It's one of the tracks on her new album. Sisters of Whitechapel is about the Klondike Gold Rush from the perspective of the sex workers who worked in the mining towns.
I wanted to share how difficult those times were and how little power these women had, but also what they made of it and how it is a survival story that you just don't hear when you think of Jack London or Into the Wild, you know.
The idea for Sisters of Whitechapel took root after Bartholomew toured the Red Onion Saloon in Skagway, a restaurant and museum that used to be a brothel. The tour was campy, but it stuck with her.
I was just a little bit haunted by the true stories that I heard and the artifacts that I saw.
It shifted her perspective on what sex work meant at the time.
Though I have not lived through anything as traumatic as that, I just had so much empathy for these gals and found that a lot of the narratives I'd been told about sex workers and prostitutes were wrong. It just busted a lot of stereotypes that I had because of media, and I really wanted to use music to examine them.
Bartholomew said that some historians in Southeast Alaska shy away from the brutal choices that these women faced, and that it's often whitewashed or ignored in tales of the gold rush.
But they are our history, and we're living with the consequences today.
They think they can buy my silence. They think, what can money buy? They tried to sell me back my virtue. I wouldn't lose a dollar thinking about the price.
I think anywhere you see resource extraction communities, you get all of these other social ills like man camps and missing and murdered Indigenous women.
She said she worked to balance the exploitation of sex workers with the fact that they had agency and their own wills.
Yeah, my mom said, it can't all have been bad times, Annie. And I think if you want to find the trauma and hurt and tragedy, it's everywhere. But they also had good times, and they also were entrepreneurs.
Each song on the album is original, except for one. The Cuckoo is rewritten from a traditional folk song. And one song found its inspiration in a miner's poem from 1900 that was published in the Daily Klondike Nugget.
One of the things they did to entertain themselves was write poems and publish them anonymously in the paper. All for the Klondike's Gold was a poem that I had read and kind of absorbed and then just ended up reworking for this song.
The song is a lament of a woman whose husband died on the Chilkoot Trail.
All for the Klondike's Gold, my love, all for the Klondike's Gold, all for the love of golden gain, all for the Klondike's Gold.
Bartholomew went back to the Red Onion to record a video of an early version of one of the songs. She said she finished writing the song on the ferry to Skagway.
It was very magical to finish the song on Lynn Canal with the wind in my hair and get to practice it as much as I could before having to, like, put on a skirt and corset and then go record it.
She recorded the album at a cabin in Juneau's Eagle River United Methodist Camp with all Alaska artists. Bluegrass musicians Aaron and Andrew Heist backed her up on various strings. Marion Call helped with vocals, and Kat Moore contributed to voice, piano, and bass.
My producer, Justin, came in from Gustavus and drove up everything needed to turn that spot into a full-fledged recording outfit.
The album comes out June 16th. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.
In 98, we were Yukon bound, 30 miles, she ran aground.